What about like with the Mahatma letters and then Voice of the Silence, something like that?
Well, the Voice of the Silence, for example, is a book more for meditation or a meditative study. I don't do any kind of, you know, chart or quotes. I try to read it, and sometimes you have to read and you have to keep with that statement in silence. That especially for these kind of books and even the Secret Doctrine, it's very good to read something and you can feel that there is something there that you are not getting. So just you can keep it with you. You know, you read that and it's not necessary then to repeat it in your mind. You just stay in silence. And it seems like if something is being cooked, it matures inside you. And then when I feel like going on with the reading, I just going on with the reading. And there are some statements that drag me and I just stay with them. And the Mahatma letters, it depends. There are different letters. The ones that they talk about the metaphysical teachings, I work more or less like in the Secret Doctrine. But there are many letters about discipleship, and I use those letters to reflect on my own life and how would I react in that situation, because you can see a lot of times how disciples or people would fail, and you can see how the master saw these actions and the motive why these people failed. So it's very nice to read the letters and to reflect, what would I do in that situation? Mm-hmm. What would be my reaction? Or am I able to recognize that I'm, you know, doing something wrong or with the wrong motivation? It's very nice as a mirror, you know. So I like the Mahatma letters in that aspect.
Very interesting. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is enlightening in and of itself, and I hope that others will be able to respond to some of your thoughts as well.
Okay, thank you.